It is time for us to check the forecast. Of course, Pat Pagano is away on vacation. He'll be back next Monday, and Dan Henry is in his place. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, and how are you, sir?
I'm drawing off. It's funny. Connecticut, state of Connecticut, issued a drought warning a couple of days ago. And I remember sitting here saying, here where we live, in South County, Massachusetts, and adjacent eastern New York, just the week before they issued that drought warning, we had days where we had an inch of rain, an inch and a half, 2 inches of rain, 2.5 to 3 inches of rain coming down in storms and thunderstorms. And then, of course, once again, you wake up this morning and there's water pooling all over the place. I think they have to be a little more general with the way they describe the drought season, because really around here, we're not in a drought season, and it's a matter of fact, we're pretty wet.
Well, yeah, and definitely some beneficial rain fell yesterday. There is also, of course, the difference between a long-term drought and then, some flash flooding and some short-term, water that can pool up, because the soil can only hold so much moisture, in that very top layer. And when you get all that rain real quickly, it doesn't always permeate, and then it doesn't always sink in. And unfortunately, if it comes down really fast, a lot of that's going to be, just straight off runoff because of all the roads and sidewalks and, homes and what have you. So the rain is best when it falls over a longer period of time. So a new drought monitor outlook comes out every Thursday, so we'll see what they do with it. But certainly, yesterday's downpours definitely helped at the very least.
Also, the rain that we've had has also curtailed the spongy moss. Now they still laid their eggs, and their eggs are going to fly around, and one they're going to hatch again next year. But at least the rain and the conditions, we don't have to worry about them falling out of the tree on us anymore. That's another good beneficial thing about the rainfall we've had. So what does it look like for today and the rest of this week? Are we going to have more of the same type of weather?
Mainly dry, especially today and tomorrow. The big weather headline, not just here but really across most of the country today, is the heat and the humidity. So temperatures across most of the listening area into the 90s fairly easily, in fact, low 90s. And then tomorrow, warming even further. There's actually a heat advisory that's already been issued for tomorrow by the National Weather Service between 12 and 8 p.m., expecting heat index values of 95 to 100 across the area. So very, very warm. Average high this time of year around 85. So the thermometer will say probably around 95, so around 10 degrees above average, very hot and humid tomorrow. That humidity rising through the middle of the week, leading to a few storms, I think, on Thursday. So I do have some rain chances penciled in for your Thursday in the afternoon, scattered showers and a storm. And then we should see a little bit of relief as we head toward Friday and the weekend.
I'm so glad over the course of the winter. About 2 years ago, I upgraded my air conditioners, which I had for about 10 years. They were 5,000 BTU air conditioners. I had two of them, one in the front of the house, one in the back. I got rid of those, and I got more efficient air conditioners, but they were, once again, noisy. And over the winter, there was a sale on this brand new air conditioner. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They're called Capsule. It begins with a K. And it's a new type of air conditioner. And normally they're about $800 an air conditioner, okay, for a 5,000 BTU. But they went on sale. If you bought more than one, you got them for $500 a piece. I bought two, and they came, and they've installed. And what's great about them is they are the quietest air conditioners inside and out that I have ever seen. My air purifier makes more noise than the air conditioner. They're controlled by Bluetooth, and you can literally set it and forget it. Tell it the temperature range you want at the times you want it, and it goes from there. And it's almost like central air conditioning, because my house is not a big house. But they're the best air conditioners I've ever had in my life, and I'm so glad I got them. There's a portion of my living room where for the past 4 years, when the moisture builds up, the wood kind of rises. The dehumidifying aspect of these air conditioners is so good that hasn't happened this year. So it's one of those things that I found by mistake. Are you a big air conditioner person, or are you an open window person with fan?
Well, coming from Florida, it is impossible to be an open window person around here this time of year. It's miserably humid nonstop. I'm glad that your small window units or, you know, room units are working, but it's there's no question. There's a reason that Florida's population boomed starting in the 1960s, and that's because the central air conditioning unit was invented. It's especially with the impacts of climate change and the Gulf of Mexico warming incrementally every year. It's borderline impossible here to live without central air conditioning. And low temperature this morning, I believe, was 77 or 78 at the airport, and there's no air movement. In the afternoons, it's 105 heat index almost every day. So it's pretty rough this time of year, and we don't really get much cooler until late September into October. So we got to keep that air moving. And mine actually broke on me. My central air broke on me at a very inopportune time. I had just bought my house 4 years ago, and in June, mid-June in a Florida summer, my air conditioning went out, and that was a very rough couple of days, but made it through. I don't know how people did it back in the olden days. You know?
I don't know. There's portions of Texas where people use ceiling fans, and I'm sorry. I know Texas has cold weather, that they have, but when it gets hot and warm in Texas, it gets hot and warm in Texas, and ceiling fans don't do it for me. They've never done it for me. I know what the theory is. You know, hot air rises, and then so this pushes it down and gives it's meant to circulate the air. But when it's 90 degrees, there is no cool air to circulate anywhere.
No, you're so right about that, and there's really no place hotter in the country today than Texas. There's actually an excessive heat warning, huge heat dome building across the breadbasket of the country today, and 113 was the highest forecast temperature I saw. That was in Wichita Falls, Texas, and then also that's kind of close to the Texas-Oklahoma border up into southern Oklahoma. They'll be looking at 110 to 115 on the thermometer today, so they'll be almost as hot as, if not as hot as Death Valley, which is usually around 120 this time of year. So really dangerous and excessive heat there. Just crazy numbers today and tomorrow.
You know, when I was a kid, my family, we drove through Death Valley. Now, we went out in the wintertime and drove through Death Valley. Now, just remember this. I was a kid in the 50s, okay? And so the air conditioning units in cars weren't that great in the 50s. It was one of those family trips that I hated because there were six of us in the station wagon, and there's no way you can get it cool enough. But, you know, another thing, people that move to Arizona, God bless them, because I know somebody who lives in Arizona, and they just say the heat is constantly oppressive there, just terrible.
I completely agree. I don't know how folks do it in Phoenix and Yuma when, you know, I believe last year it took until December where they finally got it to where less than half of the days from the entire calendar year were below 100. So they hit 100 degrees on, I believe, 100 and something like 150 or 160 days through the end of November. So it's basically every other day. Obviously, you know, almost every day basically from April to October was over 100. And, you know, the dew point stays relatively low there, so it doesn't feel usually too much hotter than that. But still, I mean, here, you know, in Florida at least, we have some decent afternoons where it's not so bad all the way through mid-May, and even some mornings where it's fairly comfortable up until a couple weeks ago. It was really only bad here for about 3-4 months, but I just, you know, 105, 110 every single day for months. I was out in Austin, Texas a couple summers ago, and it was about 105 every day, and I can't do it. It just takes the energy out of you.
Well, it's funny. I love warm weather. I love hot weather. But I wouldn't like hot weather that hot, that consistent. I don't mind. I can take a week of 85, 90 degree and humidity and 100 degrees. But I like the fluctuations that we get around here in the Northeast. Well, it's great to speak to you again this morning. We'll check with you tomorrow, and we'll see what the weather does as we head into the midweek and towards the weekend.
For sure. Thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Take care. That is a check on our forecast this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. robinhoodradio.com on the web.